We are taking you to the Hawaiian island of Maui, where just 2 years ago, one of the worst wildfires in American history devastated the city of Lahaina. One of the treasures of that community, its elementary school, was destroyed in those fires. Earlier this year, Nate met with teachers there who are helping give some of the youngest students the stability they need to return.
On the doorstep of the Maui Nature Reserve, you will find the most inspiring of places. The kindergartners of King Kamehameha Elementary are in garden class.
Thank you!
And it's a beautiful day to pick cherry tomatoes.
In the early days, I would hear the kids make comments, oh, my house is gone, or my cousin died.
2 summers ago, the most devastating natural disaster in Hawaii's history swept across the old whaling city of Lahaina. More than 100 people lost their lives. So many lost their homes and their way of life. The historic King Kamehameha Elementary School, which stood for more than a century, was no more.
We wanted to take care of the kids as far as their emotional first.
Janine Tempo has been teaching at this school for more than a decade. Doris Garcia is a teaching assistant. Both women were born and raised on Maui. And both know how disruptive the fires have been for their youngest students.
I've had students go, oh, you know, my house burned down. I know, I'm sorry, mine too. Mm-hmm. And just, I think for them knowing that somebody's in the same situation, just kind of alleviates some of their fears. They're a lot more resilient than we know. They'll mention sometimes, you know, I'm sad. I go, I know, I'm sad too. But we'll get through it. We're all okay now.
This timeline includes working with the Department of Education to find...
FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers were able to get this temporary school up and running for the children of Lahaina in less than 90 days. It's the fourth different space the kids have called their school since the fires.
There are times where the kids actually helped me out more than I helped them out.
What do you mean by that?
To me, I felt like they were more resilient than I was sometimes because they would come to school and they'd be eager to learn. And I'd sometimes be going, oh my gosh, we just went through all this, but they're all happy. So I got to put on that good face and I have to be brave also with them. It was so humbling. If they're doing this, I better be able to do this too.
At the start of this story, we mentioned an inspiring discovery. The brave kids and staff of this mighty little elementary school.
Oh, there's mushrooms in there.
Who might be able to teach us a thing or two about gratitude, fortitude, and what it really means to bounce back.
How do you help them find that sense of normal when the world were turned upside down?
Just being here. You know, being that open arms for them, that love, the compassion. There's been so much of their routine broken up, you know, so to know that they can come to a place that there's people who care about them, we truly, truly care.